Perek.
Here we are up to Perek Dalid Mishnah Tes Sveik Mashkin Litame Litame Tame Litame Tame Ketzad. This was one of the things listed in this Mishnah. All the Sveikas Elam Sveikas Shetir Chum Namus Sveik Maim Shishurim La Mikva La Mikve Sveik. Then we had Sveik Tumat Sofah Pnim that we looked yesterday in detail about the Tumat Sofah Al Pnei Hamoyim. When tumah is floating upon the face of the water,
let's take it from the top. I didn't hear the first couple of words.
Remember the first Mishnah. Elu sveikos shetiru chacham. Number one, sveik mayim shuvim mamikveh.
Right. That was it.
We did that yesterday. Because this Mishnah is the list for all the other Mishnahs.
So let's go to the Mishnah.
Then we had sveik hatumah, sveik tumah sofal pehamayim. When the sheretz is floating. That was what we learned yesterday. Now up to the next case. Now we're up to the case called Sveik Mashkin Litame Tame. Now what does that mean?
I have no idea.
So that's what this mission is coming to explain. So Sveik Mashkin Litame Tame case. What does that mean? Okay, these are just words. Sveik Mashkin Litame Tame. What does that mean? Sveik Mashkin Litame Tame case. A Tame here is Tame Shaposha Desrag, Lilubain Mashkin. A Tame who extended his feet, his foot, amongst Mashkin Tehoirin, Sofik Naga, Sofik Loin Naga, Sveik Otame. Okay, that's the whole thing. Sveik Mayim Tame, Mashkin Tehoirin, Shinoilad Baham Sofik Im Kiblu Tumma Im Lav, Sveik Otame, Kim Mefarashi also. It's simple. When it says Sveik Mashkin Tame, we have Mashkin, did Mashkin Li Tame. Li Tame means did they become Tame. Then Sveik Mashkin Li Tame, Tame Ketzat. Tomei Shaposhat, Yisragloi, Yisragloi, Lebein Mashkin Tohirin, Sofik Novzeh Loi Naga, Sveikoi Tomei. If we have a liquid that until now, until this point in time, was Tohar, and now there is a question, the question that is hanging over this liquid was, Li Tamei, did it become Tomei? Tomei. The rule is, it becomes Tomei, with Machmir. Ketzad, Tomei Shaposhat Esragla Lebein Mashkin Tarim, they were liquid that until this point in time was Tarim, and the person whose tummy extended his foot, and we have a Sofek, did he make contact with the water, did he not make contact, Sofek Noga, Sofek Loi Noga, so the Halach is Sveik or Tomei. Okay, is that good?
So what's the case?
You have a pool of water, and the water is Tohar. And there's a person that's sitting down near the water, and the person is Tomei, and he extends his feet. And there's a suffix. Did his feet touch the water? Did his feet not touch the water? The halach is with Machmir, the water is Tomei.
How can he not know? Was his feet wet?
We don't know. That's the case. Mashkim Tohayim, water that's tar. Shenoilad Bohem, suffix. It came about. It's no doubt means it came about a doubt in kibbu tumo in lab if they became tummy or not. Sveikon tummy.
Talk about the water.
The water.
How did the water? Because the guy's sticking his feet.
Yeah, read the Mishnah. I don't know why this is so complicated.
Why is this a stationary water?
Yeah, the water is stationary. We sofek sveik mashkin tam tamei kaita tamei person shaposhat, the person who's tamei shaposhat esrago, he extended his feet, his foot, lebein mashkin tarim in the vicinity of water that's tar, and we have a sofek noga sofek loy noga. We do not know what happened. We do not know if he made contact or if he did not make contact. There is a real bona fide doubt if he made contact with the water or not. So what is the halacha? The Mishnah says the halacha is sveik oy tamei. Next, let's say we have a tamei who's a kikar tamei biyadai. He's holding in the same loaf of bread that's tamei. Haisa kikar tamei biyadai uzuraka, and he throws it or nusach acher upashta lebein mashkin toherin. Safek naga safek loy naga sveikoy tamei. It's also tamei. Another case we have here uzuraka. No, that's the next part of the Mishnah. Same thing. He's holding the same loaf of bread, and he throws it to the area of the water, and there's a doubt if the loaf of bread made contact with the water, or the bread did not make contact with the water. The Wemachmir, Sveik or Tamei. And the Gemara, it says Tar. Now, next, that's two cases. Next case. Now, when it says here in the Mishnah, Ule Tamei, Tar case, what does it mean in the Mishnah? When the Mishnah says we have a suffix, if it became... Ulatame tahor ketzad. What does that mean? What do those words mean? Those three words. Ulatame tahor ketzad. Here it is. Hoysa makel biyodoy. Let's say this person who saw me has a stick in his hand. Uvrei shemashkin, and the tip is liquid tamein, and the tip of the makel is mashkin tamein. The zarkan, he throws it. Lebein kikaros, talking among kikosatorin, sovig nagasadloin, nagas segoy tahor. You have a makel. A makel is a pshtikliyates. It's not a kabotomba, but on the tip of the makel is water, and the water is tame, and you throw it into the vicinity of kikaros, and there's a suffix, did the mashke touch the kikar, did the mashke not touch the kikar? The halach is tahar. Now what's the law of this? So the rab explains, the tame tahar, the im hamashkin tameim, if the mashkin is tameim, the yesh lanu suffix im tiemu hadavar hatar, there's a suffix, if it was metame hadavar hatar im lav, sveikoy tar, what is that case? Hayz zarko, you throw the bin akikaros, the sveikotar, uchagoyin shahoyalon usavikim liacha shenoch hamakal. The case is, after the stick came to rest, nagoy hamashkin bikikaros, we have a suffik. If nagu hamashkin bikikaros, the mashtash bikikaros, oyloy nagu, the e bishasrika, if it's bishasrika, havle tumo shein lamokim, the afilu bisharitz deraisa sveikotar. The cave sent shatumah nizrika, because it's in motion. The im toy markati tebik lay the Torah filu b'sheretz mishum the inbrei das lishol the yesh loy mardiko la lukmei masnisan kisha adam oiches. The im toy markati tebik lay the da filu b'sheretz. What's the chiddush mishum the inbrei das lishol the yesh loy mardiko la lukmei masnisan kisha adam oiches hakikares. We're dealing with a situation where the person is holding the kikaros. Therefore, it's davar sheyesh b'das lishal. Okay, so it explains the mission. When it says here in the mission, when this kikaros tar, we're dealing with when the kikaros are being held by a human being. Someone is sitting down on the ground, he's holding in his hand a loaf of bread. He's holding it. So because it's holding it, it's a davar, we look at the kikaros, the davar sheyesh b'das lishal. And then someone over there on that side of the room has in his hand a stick, and then the tip of the stick there is mashke, and he throws the mashke, and it lands, and it comes to rest. And after it comes to rest, there's a safi. After it came to rest, it made contact with the kikaros that I'm holding in my hand. So in this case, the halacha is tahar. It's a hard rav. Kigoyin shahayilan usafikim liachar shenoch. Hamakel, after the makel came to rest, nogu hamashkin bikaros, we have a suffix, did the mashkin make contact with the loaves of bread, oi loy nogu. The e bishazrika, if the question was if it came in contact with the loaves of bread while it was in motion, that we already discussed in the previous parakim, that tumma in motion is not mitame. Hare lake tumma she'en lamaka mafilu. The sheretz deraisa sekoi tohar kevan shatuma nizruka. Beim toy markat tibiglei the tohar filu b'sheretz. Even one who says it's going to be tohar filu b'sheretz. Yishum dein boi das lishoel v'yishlem adik eluik mei masnisan kisha adam ulches b'yaki karos. Okay, so we finished this Mishnah. Let's translate the Mishnah. Are you with me?
Yeah.
You with me? I don't understand. Okay, the machine is on.
Good.
The machine is on. We have here a situation. Sake mashkin.
Keep on going. Sake
mashkin litame tame. We have liquid, and we have a question. Litame. Litame is a very important word. Did the mashkin become tame? Did it become tame? Did it become? Did they receive? It's a receiver, not a broadcaster. Did it become tame? And halacha is yes, tame. But wait a minute. What's the case? There can be a million cases. So the Mishnah says that the case when we have a question if the mashkin became tame and it's tame is only going in a situation where we have tame shepashat. The person is tame, and he extended his raglo. He stuck out his foot. Lebein mashkin among liquids, which the liquids thus far were tahrin, and we have a doubt. Safek naga, safek loy naga. We do not know if he made contact or not made contact. So the halacha is sveikoy tame. Good. Now, then, another example, same illustration. He has this possession of Hilatanei, who's Zokin Tzuozu, or Pashtul, Lubin Amashin Tairin. And we have a Savig Nagas, Savig Loy Nagas, Sveik Oitame, Zalbazach. Period. Now, what about when it says in the Mishnah we have a situation.
He was Zarek or he was Pashtul, so how is it a Savig? I mean, it's.
When it landed, that's the question. Safek Naga, Safek Loy Naga.
If it landed there or not?
Right.
Did you pick it up out of the water?
What?
It's wet.
Maybe the wind blew it away. The water dried up. So I don't know. That's, you have to use your imagination. That's not part of the Mishnah. That is subject to your imagination. Okay, so we don't know what happened later on. Safik nagzal anaga, sveko tame. Or you throw the kilo of bread, you don't know what happened. Sveko is safik nagzal anaga, sveko tame. Now we go to the next case. Next case is ulitame tor ketsat. Now we go to the next case of where we have a safik. Ulitame, did it become tame? So the lawyers were makel tahar. What is that case? So the reason why this case is different is because here you're not throwing, there's a separation between the tumah and between the tumah and the object that became tumah. What's separating it, the separation between the force and the actual tumah, and that's the stick. The stick is pshute kliyetz. Pshute kliyetz is not metame. But on the tip of the stick, there is mashk that's tumah. So there is a disconnect between the shoresh of the force that made it tame and the actual tame. Hoysa makel biyaday uvirosha mashkin tameim vizarka, and I threw the stick lebein kikaros among loaves of bread to tyrin safik naga safik loy naga seikoy tar. Okay, you got it. Got it. Next Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi Aimer, he disagrees. He says seikoy saf seik mashkin laochlin tame. If we have a suffix mashkin l'acholin tameh u'lekelim tar. Now, what does that mean? Ketsa is now going to explain. Over here, Kesavam Yoisi, tumas mashkin l'tameh achedim deraisa. When you're dealing with liquids, anytime we have a situation when a liquid caused, conveyed contamination, it's going to be a deraisa. T'darish kor v'chol mashka asher yishaseh b'chol kli yitma. The word yitma, we darshin to teach you l'tamei yes achedim l'hechadif a safik mashkin l'tamei oichlim tamei. But l'kelim, but if we have a safik of an oichel was m'tamei, if we have a safik of l'kelim tar, the tumas mashkin l'tamei kelim d'rabanan. If we have a safik of a mashkin was m'tamei utensil, we're going to be makel because it's the d'rabanan. Mishunas dovesh agosh boi bayoim b'tanakamo the poligal later of Yosi, he darish from mashka she yishasa b'chol kli yitma avalo l'tamei achedim. No yitma, it becomes tame. Avolol tame achedim. V'tumas mashkin l'tame achilim mashkin drabanan. Hegach safik tuma tumas mashkin l'tame achedim tar. Even when it comes to oichel v'lacha Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi Amer seik mashkin l'acholin. If we have liquid, and liquid is now coming in contact with a food. So we have a doubt. We have a bona fide. A real bona fide doubt. Did the liquid touch the food? Yes or no? According to Rabbi Yosi, the koyach of a liquid to be metame oichel is de'oraisa. So we fall back on the principle of safek de'oraisa l'chumra tame u'lekelim tar. But if a liquid contaminated a utensil, according to Rabbi Yosi, the koyach of a liquid to contaminate a utensil is only midrabanan. So if we have a doubt, safek tuma is tahar u'lekelim tar. Ketzad shtei chavios, two barrels. Achas tameya. V'achas tahira, one is no good, one is tahira. V'yasa isa, and you made a dough. May achas nehen, you do not know which. You do not know from which of the two barrels did you draw water. Did you draw water from the one that's tahira tame? Savik min atama asa, savik min hatahira asa. You do not know. Zehu savik mashkin la'achlin tamei. But if you have a question, from which utensil do you take the water from? Which utensil do you take water in, and do you put the water in the utensil? U'lekelim tar. Okay, that's very simple.
Sweet.
Good?
Sweet.
Mishnah Yudalev, Safik Yudayim.
One more time.
Rabbi Yosi Omer, Seik Mashkin Lachlam Tomei. If you have a Safik of a liquid contaminated a food, we go Luchumra Tomei. Why? Rabbi Yosi Lishitosayu, he holds the Koyach of a liquid to contaminate a food is Deraisa. The Mela, when we do not know if this has occurred, it's a Safik Deraisa. A Safik Deraisa is Luchumra. But the Koyach of a liquid to metame a Kli is only midrabanan. So when we have a doubt if this has occurred, safik drabanan lekula. According to the Rabbanan, the koyach of a liquid to mimetame, even an oichel, is also only midrabanan. So in every instance, the koyach to mimetame is only midrabanan, and a meila is the safik tumma is the Rabbanan. And Yosi Omer, safik mashkin, if a mashkin can took an oichel, it's a safik, it is tome. We go lechumra. But ulekele, with the koyach of a liquid to metame utensil, is tohar, it's going to be a safik derabon, it's going to be tohar. Ketzad. Shtei chavios, two barrels. Achas tameya v'yachas tar, one barrel is tameya. and one barrel is tohira. The also isa me'achas mehen, and you make dough. And you make dough from what you do not know from which barrel you have drawn the water. Safek min atoma, safek min atoma asa, safek min atohira asa. So what is the halacha? What is the halacha? Zehu safek mashkin l'ochlin tamei. It's a safek deraisa tamei ulakele mitztohar. Next mishnah Yud Aleph. Sfek yodayim litamei ulitamei v'litaher tohar. We have yodayim. Li tame means did it become tame? Uli tame did it make someone else tame? Uli taher or did it make something or did it? I don't know what that means. We'll see what that means. In all of these cases, the halach is tar. Now, what does all that mean? Safek rishus rabim tar. Safek divrei seferim. I don't know what the world's going on. Let's see what is over here in the raf. Rav explains everything. Sake yodayim li tamei mi shahayu yodav taros. If you have pure hands, look at your hands.
Pure.
They're so beautiful.
They're pure.
The tohar. And now we have a doubt. Usake noga ba'ichlan. We have a suffix. Noga ba'ichlan tamei. Did it come in contact with ichlan tamei? That's what it means. Li tamei. Did the yodayim tohiros? Did they become tamei? Usveik noga ba'ichlim tameim, oy b'mashkin tameim. The nitmu yodav sofik loy noga, maybe not. But loy nitmu yodav. That's okay. That's sofik number one. Did your hands that are thus far 100% tohar, did they become tamei? That's question number one. Question number two. Ule tamei, how yodav tameos? Let's say your hands were tameos. Let's say your hands indeed were tameos. You have a doubt if your dirty, filthy, dirty hands went and contaminated food and drink. That's number two. Now here's the part that's more complicated. Velita hair. What does that mean? Velita hair. Hoyu yodav tameos. Ah. Your hands are vadai tame. And you just don't remember if you dipped them in the mikvah. You cleanse them from their spiritual contamination. Hoyud of tomatoes, the tiadon, and you immerse them in the mikvah. Safik nitaru karai imlaf. B'chola sekos alalu sekon tar. Okay, three sekos. Now we understand what it means in the Mishnah. We have sek yodayim, and the question is, li tamei, did my yodayim become tamei? Or ule tamei, my hands are vade tamei. Did they contaminate something else? Or v'li taher, my hands are vadai tamei. The question is, did my hands become tar? Did I properly immerse them in the mikvah? Did I properly wash negelvasser? Did you wash negelvasser this morning when you woke up in the morning?
No.
You remember?
Mm-hmm.
You have it by your bed?
No.
You don't have it by your bed? Mm-hmm. Why not? It says Shulchan Ot, you have it by your bed. You just have a basin by your bed with water. How come you don't do it?
It's right next to my bed.
You don't walk. You walk more than Dalai Lama's? You walk more than Dalai Lama's go to wash?
I think so.
What?
My bed's right near the bathroom.
Near the bathroom, so you walk less than Dalai Lama's?
Could be.
Mm-hmm. 6 feet? I think I have to come measure. Seik yodayim, li tamei, did my hands become tamei? Or uli tamei, did my hands contaminate something else? Li taher, did my hands become tar? In all of these three scenarios, li tamei, uli tamei, uli taher, you know what the halacha is?
Tar.
Meridik halacha. Okay? Now we go into the next halacha. Sveik rishu sarabim tar. What does that mean? Sveik rishu sarabim. Safik tumma rishu sarabim tar. Shekin motzinu, tzibur oises a pesach betumma. We find that a tzibur, the klal yishol, they make the pesach betumma, oisim as a pesach betumma, im tumma vados. So even if it's tumav adoi, this is a very strange drosha. He says that the Kagan's klal yishol is tumah, it overrides tumah. So if it overrides tumah, vadai alachas kal v'kama tumah safik. If this is drosha, never is drosha before. Harosh v'aram mitasefta the kosh tohal malavim safik v'shul yochet mitsoita. Ah, today's daf bei soita. Yeah. So hard daf base, you know. You have to bane. You have to, yeah, bo. The Tzedine, but you know the daf ready?
Yeah.
The Tzedine in Ba. Okay. Harash Haram with a Sefta, the Kosh, the Hobbitalfin, the Savage, the Yachad, the Sodom, the Middle, the Sharam, the Lodom, the Sait, the Tar. Yet Tayyus is beside the Afkhafres, Kosu, the Salkat, the Hamina, the Venistera, Lav, the Afka, Elish, Tira, Kosu, the Hoyvak, as living as a new Drasha. I never heard this Drasha. You see that? You can learn that film. You can only, you cannot know something. You cannot know something. What?
And not know what's happening. You have
What? What do you want? What do you want? A pen? A watch? You want to know what the time is? L'mayla min azman. We learn Taira. L'mayla min azman. You want to call your wife?
No, not yet. It's not time yet.
You want to use my phone?
No, not yet.
Sake. We have over here a principle called a suffix term Berish Shusram. So he's saying, do you know how you know? There's a new drasha. The way we know the halacha that a suffix term Berish Shusram is started is because we learn that from Karban Pesach. We learn from Karban Pesach, there's a drasha, he doesn't tell us a drasha, that if the gams klali shal is tummy to masmeis, tumma hutra bitzibur. If tumas vada is hutra bitzibur, al achas kam of a kam of tumas suffix is hutra bitzibur. And what is the essence of a tzibur? The mahus of a tzibur is rishus harabim.
Right.
Okay, there's a principle in Chazal, tuma chutra b'tzibur. If gans klal Yisrael is tomei tumas meis, chutra. The essence of a tzibur is harabim, a rishus harabim. If tumas vadai is chutra b'tzibur, al achas kam v'kama, a tumas sofik is chutra.
Correct.
You hear the drasha?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so that's what it says. It says, Sveikhtum Rishram, Sveikhtum Rishram, Tor. How do you know this? How? So prove it to me. What's your source? Shkim Mutzinu. Tzibur. The essence of it, Tzibur, is a rabbin. It's a Rishus Harabim. Oisim es a Pesach bituma. And that's Tuma Vadai. Im Tumas Tuma Vadois. Chutra Litzibur. Kal Vachoymer. Ben Menashel Kal Vachoymer. A suffix tumma is going to be mutter b'tzibur b'rabim. That's the drasha. Okay, is that clear?
As well.
Not as clear as
no, Sussman would say.
Sussman would say better.
Very, very, very clear.
He would say it even better.
He would know it. He would have done it 4 times before already. So
he would have known it, and he would say it better.
Right.
He doesn't ask when he says the shir.
Right.
About Levine.
Yeah.
He's not a baby.
No.
He's a mature, dignified Magid Shir. He gave me almost my heart almost came out when he told me that. Okay. Safik Zharam Tar Sveik Divrei Soifrim. If you have a Safik when it comes to the words of the scribes, what does that mean? Sveik Divrei Soifrim. You can go and call Hanach the Choshev the Kulu Mishmoine Asudava Shagoshuba Babiyim Uvurashim Hindim Seth Shavas Perakama. I think he's going to list them. All of the things that we are called Chanach to Choshev. I guess it means all of the things that we are now about to enumerate are all things that are Safik Divrei Soifrim. For example, here we go. Here we go. All the various examples of Tumah that Smid Rabbanan. Ochal Ocholim Tmeim. A person eats non-Tahor foods. Foods that are Tomei. What is the Halacha? If you eat food that's Tomei, are you Tomei? No, namidareisa. If food, which is a sheni, does not have the koyach to contaminate a human being, even a rishon, a food that's a rishon cannot contaminate a human being. Do you know that? If you touch a food that's a rishon,
we once said that if you eat a rishon,
you become a rishon. So that the koyach of becoming a rishon or sheni, that is a din derabbanan. That is not din deraisa. That is only a rabbinic enactment. That is not a biblical enactment. So this concept over here, this concept, steak divrei soifrim, for example, ochal ocholim tameim. If you eat food that's tamei and you become tamei, or shasa mashkim tameim, it's also midrabanan, or bareisha v'ruba maim shuv. You go into a pool, you dip yourself into a pool for your tongue, you dip into a pool, you become tamei. Aish nafla al roisha v'ruba shloshim luga maim. If falls upon you, roisha maim, you become shuv, you become tamei. So therefore, let's say in all of these three examples of a suffix, I'm not sure, I don't remember, did I eat or not? I don't know. I don't remember if I ate. Kula Torah. I don't remember. I'm thinking about fatach and learning. I don't remember if I drank. I do not know if I went into the pool if the water fell upon me. So all of these examples, since these are all are instances of safek to the rabbanon, sveikoi, the halacha is sveikoi is tahar. Aval but davar shuhu. Let's see what's over here. Aval davar. No. Aval davar shuhu av. But davar shuhu avatuma. Ful me divrei soifrim sveikoi tami. Now, what does that mean? Aval davar shuhu avatuma vahudim divrei soifrim going dam tavusa. Dam tavusa. What is dam tavusa? I don't know what that means. I think it's collected blood. You have collected blood. V'nachrim shaisim shasuim kizavim. We have a non-Jew. Who Chazal always treat the status of non-Jews as a Zav, and Chazal have given these items the status of an Av HaTumah, even though their status is only a Tumah de Rabbanan, but because Chazal was so machmir to treat these objects, these items, an Av HaTumah, so they're Muchomor, and now when we have a Safik, if these things are Tumah or not, in the Stadik, in the view of a Safik, in Noga, if you touched Bohen, in these instances, we're going to be machmir. However, the Rav points out, but let's say we have a suffix if this object is even avatum. We don't even know. We do not even know if this thing is an avatum. We're going based apras, for example, based apras, an area where there is a dead body and someone came and plowed the body and dispersed the bones in all areas. So that's only a suffix tumah. So he's saying, even though we have this principle over here, we have a vadai. If we have a vadai tumma derabbanan and an avatumma, and we have a suffix that this vadai make contact, if you make contact with it, then we're going to be machmir. But if the avatumma itself is a suffix, for example, a besa pras. A besa pras itself, every single object in the besa pras is a suffix of Israel Toma. Then on top of that, you want to compound it by having a suffix that I actually touch the besa pras. Then we say it's a steak and it's tar. Suffix is a tam, is it not tam? And then the second suffix that I touch, that I not touch. So it's a steak, it's going to be tar. But if the object is vadai tami, even though it's only vadai tami and avatum midurabanan, and now you have a suffix that I touch, I not touch it, tami. Okay, so that's the yisoid. The yisoid over here is, if you have general, the murdik yisoid, if you have a suffix, if you have a suffix, did I come in contact with a tumah derabbanan? And the tumah derabbanan is grade B. It's a low-level tumah derabbanan. It's a rishon, or it's a shady. Okay, so it's a low-level, tumah derabbanan. Either a rishon or a sheni. And I have a suffix. Did I come in contact or did I become tummy by consuming these objects? Then we are lean and we say suffix tumah is going to be derabbanan. But if Chazal have given an object tumah derabbanan, but have given it a strong tumah derabbanan, for example, they've given it an avatuma, like a goy. Chazal gave a goy the status of an avatuma. Another example he gave was dam tevusa. Okay, some collection of blood, whether it's congealed, not congealed, I do not know. I don't know what tvusa means, but you have a collection of blood that is tamei midrabanan with a din of an avatuma, and you have a suffix that may contact. We go l'chumra, even though it's only a tamei midrabanan, but because Chazal have given this thing a strong tamei midrabanan, and now you have a stat. If you made contact with machmir, the only time we're going to be making when it comes to the tamei midrabanan is only a low grade tamei midrabanan, like a rishon or a sheni. However, but when we have a situation where we have a strong tumah of an av, even an avatumah, for example, a beis hapras, which Chazal is given a beis hapras, the tumah is av, and now, but since the essence of the beis hapras itself is a suffix, is it tumah, is it not tumah, and now upon that we compound the shayla by having a suffix, did I come in contact? So in this instance, we're going to say the suffix is going to be tar. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay, let's chaz the Mishnah Yir Aleph. Here he goes to more examples. We have over here a sveik, yodayim, litame, ulitaher. We have hands. We have yodayim. And we have three different doubts. Doubt number one, litame. My hands until today were tahar. I do not know. Maybe my hands became tame. Did that become tame? Next case, ulitame. My hands are vade tame. But I do not know. Did I make contact? Did I touch something? Did I not touch something? Vlitaher. My hands are tame, but I do not know if they were properly immersed in the mikvah to remove them from tumah. So all the three examples, these three examples, the halacha is tar. Because tumas yodayim is only midrabanan. Because tumas dera diadaim, stam yadaim, shnios, all the various types of tumas dera diadaim, you touch, you touch your body. You touch covered parts of your body before you daven. The tummy. You have to stam yadaim, shnios. It's only tumas dera rabbanan. So we have three sveikas with regard to the tumas yadaim. Chazal were lenient. You have a safek, did it become tummy? A safek, did it become tar? A safek, if you, your hands, which were tummy, tumas yadaim, made contact with food. And all of these examples, the halacha is tahar. Okay? Now we go to the next example in the Mishnah. What about a seik rishus sarabim? If I have a suffix, if I came in contact with Tumah that was lying in the street, the gas, Avenue J, Avenue M, King's Highway, 42nd Street, you have a question, did you come in contact with Tumah and rishus sarabim? What is the halacha? Tahar. If it's a suffix, it's tar. Why? We learn from a new yisod, an ayah yisod, never knew this yisod. Never knew this, so even though you learned Afyomi, you think you know everything, guess what? There are things that you don't even know you learned Afyomi. There are things that you don't know. And that is, as in Merdek Chiddush, that even though today you're learning, it's a Hashkocha person, you're learning this. It's unbelievable, because today is the first day of Saita, and everyone, anyone you go, ask any child in the street, ask them, how do you know Safik Tum Bereshus Sarabim is Tar? They'll tell you Saita. They'll just say one word, Saita. Because Saita is the Safik Tum Bereshus Sayach. Vinistra Vihi Nitzimah. She was Yichud Vinistra Vihi Nitzimah. The implication is, if it's not the nistra, and what happened to the Saita? We don't know what happened in that room. There was yichud. We don't know what happened if the Naveira took place. And what does the Torah declare? Tame. The nistra. The nitzmah. A suffix of Rosh Hashayachid. What is the implication? Had it been in the street, in the gas, a suffix in the gas, in the street, it would be tar. Right? Isn't that what every single child will tell you? And that's the Daf Yomi today. Hashkocha Pratis. This, nothing happens by accident. The fact that we're learning this, we're touching upon the Ikar Yisoy, the main Yisoy himself, said on this Mishnah, is Noid of Oyim. And over here, Hashem gave us a Matana, as Rosh Hashanah would say. Rabbi Nishlam gave us a Merdik Matana. I love when he says that. That's my favorite part. It's a very beautiful midah. He says that. It shows the chadivus for Torah. It's a merdik zach. You know, you learn sichas from Talmid Chacham is Torah. You learn from Talmid Chacham. You learn not just the Torah. It's the whole mahalach. I never heard such a nusach. You learn the zok the heilig Rashi, zok the heilig Gemara. And this is a nice zach. Ribbon Shalom give us a matana. You hear? It's a noir of oyim. He'll go to Gan Eden just for that alone.
So come on. Well said. It's your best blood. 2 minutes ago, he was your worst friend. Now he's your best blood. Let's go.
I'm ready to go back.
Give me mine.
Elu ve'elu. Elu ve'elu. So, what is the matana? Anai Yisayid. What is the makar for Safik Tumber Rishus Ram Tar? We learn from Karm Pesach. Because Karm Pesach, Chud B'tzibah, right? So, Safik Ram Tar. Safek Divrei Soifim, now we're going to do the dot. Now we're going to enumerate all the different examples of Safek Divrei Soifim, so it's going to be Tar. What are they? For example, Safek Divrei Soifim, for example, Ochal Acholim Tmeim, if I have a Safek, did I eat Acholim Tmeim? Shosim Mashkim Tmeim, Boroi Shavim B'mayim Shuvim, I dip my head most in my body B'mayim Shuvim, I become Tomei. Or Shinoflu Al Roisha Rubo Shleisha Lugimayim. If I turn on the shower, I have a Safek, was I there long enough in order to put on my head 3 Lugimayim Shuvim? So in all of these cases, I have a Safek, and these things make me Tomei. They make me tame. So halach it's seikoi tahar. Avodavashu av. Something which is an avatoma midrabanon. Avatoma. Avodibre seifim. For example, what was the two examples that the Rav gave us? Dam tevusa and a goy, a nochri. A nochri has status of a zav. Next time you shake the hand of one of your non-Jewish clients, you know you become tame.
Really?
Do you have non-Jewish clients?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know that when you shake their hand, you do a handshake with them, you become tame.
Avatoma.
What zav? Avatoma, they're an avatoma. So seko tame. Okay, are we going weiter? What's the story with you?
We might as well. It's 22.
Okay, I'm gonna have to go Davinson. Sveik achulin. Okay, let's do a little bit more. Sveik achulin. What is this? Sveik achulin zo toharas perishus. Ah, perishus. Precious. What is this? Zotaras precious. Ditnan, the Hail Commissioner, big day, Amoritz Midras. The clothing of the Amoritz Midras, Leprushim, for a Parish. The clothing that when a Parish looks at an Amoritz, his clothing of the status of an Avatam. Why? Because we're afraid that his wife that was an Eid sat down upon them. But let's say you're not an Eid. he doesn't hear it. So then there's no chash. Yeah? Maybe. The son, big day Amoritz, the clothing Amoritz have the status in the midrash of an avatuma with regard to a parosh. Or big day Purushim, and the people, the clothing of a parosh, midrash have the status of an avatuma lo oichlei truma. A person who eats truma, he looks at stamagai, I don't trust you, even though you're a parosh, you're a holy person, but you don't need truma. If you don't need truma, you don't understand what it's like to live a life of tahara. So maybe you're not so nizzy, your wife said on your clothing.
Right.
Is it a Mori de Gazach?
It's very good.
You just don't understand. You don't understand. Don't understand. If you understood, it would be a whole different. It's a Mori de Kisod. You don't understand it because I come from a different world.
Right.
I come, I'm Oichel to Oichel Chuma. Vim Nistapik Echem and Aprushim, if you have a Vim Nistapik and Aprushim, Shaichlin Bitahara, Im Naga, Bibigde Amaretz, Im Moy Naga, Vachin Oichel Chuma, Shnistapik, Im Naga, Bibigde Aprushim, Vinitma. So here we are over here. The Pshat in the Mishnah is Sveik HaChulin. We have Chulin, and the Chulin over here means Zo Toharas Precious. What does that mean? It means Zo Toharas Precious. V'im Nistapek Echmen Aprushim Shoichlin B'Tahara Asavik Chulin. It's Torah for precious. And not a big deal over it. 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 So it says here, a suffix is automatically going to be considered Tahar with regard to people who are a Prushan. In other words, who are the Prushan? Precious. Who are the precious? The precious is the Parush or the Oichel Chuma. He looks at other people who are not in his madrega as being tome. What?
Somebody's whistling.
What?
Somebody was whistling. Like Shlomo Kalach. Yeah, it's like Shlomo Kalach.
Yeah.
Somebody was whistling.
Someone is whistling?
What? Yeah.
I didn't hear anything.
Well, you were learning. Go ahead.
What, he was whistling the Nigan of Shlomo Kalach? How do you know? Sefek Achulin, Zo Toharas Precious. If we have Chulin and we have a Sofik, did you touch it? Did you not touch it? What's the issue? What's the issue? The issue is because this person is not a parish. This person is a person who does not eat truma, and you eat truma. Or you are a parish, and therefore for you, this person is tomei, is avatoma, but it's a suffix. The halacha is tohar. We consider this going to be toharas precious. Okay, we have to stop over here.
Yeah.
Okay, so we learned today, how many mishnayos do we learn today? We learned today 1, 2, 3 mishnayos. All right. Three Mishnayos Masech Tara, something I never would have done. Never would have done, so it's cool Ravach. It's cool Ravach. It's cool Ravach.
Okay, break forth.
It's Ravach, I never would have done this.
Break forth.
Oh, why should we be able to chazer it?
What?
What?